The United States is freeing up tens of millions of dollars in aid that had been frozen since the Hamas victory in legislative elections in early 2006. The European Union has also announced plans to resume direct aid to the Palestinians. And Prime Minister Olmert says Israel will release to President Abbas' tax revenues that Israel has withheld since Hamas took control of the Palestinian parliament. Israeli journalist Natan Gutman of The Forward says some Israelis see a unique opportunity in these political developments.
There are now somewhat of a hope that even though Gaza is lost, it might be easier to come to some kind of an agreement, not a long-term agreement, but at least a short-term agreement, with the moderate Fatah leadership in the West Bank. Now that the Palestinian government does not include Hamas members, it recognizes Israel. It's once again a Palestinian partner. I think it might be too early to declare the revival of the peace process in the Middle East, but there definitely is a chance now for short-term arrangements that have to do with roadblocks, have to do with financial aid.
At the same time, Natan Gutman says, he thinks there may be a downside to focusing exclusively on Mahmoud Abbas and his new emergency government, which now includes the newly appointed prime minister, economist Salam Fayyad, to replace Ismail Haniyeh.
First of all, Gaza isn't going anywhere. There are 1.5 million Palestinians. They're Israel's neighbors, and they have to be dealt with one way or another. You will not solve the Palestinian problem by only talking to half of the Palestinian people.
Nadia Belbesi, diplomatic correspondent with Al Arabiya Television, and whose family was originally from Gaza, says she has similar concerns. In the short term, she suggests, the plan may offer a way to get out of the deadlock between Hamas and Fatah, but it complicates any long-term political settlement.
It will undermine the prospect of a future Palestinian state that will be viable. To abandon Gaza to the hands of extremists which will operate outside the rule of law will be a complete disaster. And that will only fill chaos and create further problems that neither Israel nor the Palestinians or the international community can deal with. And therefore, any solution is going to be temporary.
There are other complications as well, says Omar Karmi, Ramallah correspondent for the Jordan Times. He notes that the new political division between Fatah in the West Bank and Hamas in Gaza creates de jure what was already a de facto arrangement, but with a major caveat many people ignore. That is, Israel actually controls the West Bank, except in the major cities.
First of all, there is no state in West Bank, there is no state in Gaza. To get an economy going, you need a lifting of closures, you need control over borders, you need a proper state, something that would really only come into being, whether in Gaza or in the West Bank, with an agreement with Israel. This sense that is being created by the international community, now they're going to show Gazans what life could be like, is false, because Israel is not going to withdraw from the West Bank.
Natan Gutman says the international community is assuming that if President Abbas gains strength in the West Bank, and if the lives of Palestinians there actually improve under his Fatah-led government, Hamas will lose some of its appeal among people in Gaza.
Many people seem to think that after a few months of poverty and of mismanagement by Hamas, maybe the people of Gaza will come and say, we wanted a better lifestyle like the one that Fatah is offering the people in the West Bank. They will show them that by relative moderation, you can negotiate with Israel, you can bring benefits to the people. And that approach was tried in the past and it wasn't all that successful. First of all, it requires some kind of a political horizon.
In the short run, however, lifting sanctions on the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank is the right thing to do, Omar Karmi says. And Israel's releasing tax monies that it owes to the Palestinian Authority is also the right thing, he believes. But it doesn't go far enough.
I think that, as in any place in the world, increased poverty, lack of opportunity, the kind of situation that has been created in the occupied Palestinian territories breeds radicalism, which in turn breeds violence. On a longer-term basis, the overall problem remains the same, which is, of course, the Israeli occupation. The secondary problem is that you have effectively split the Palestinian polity.
Nadia Belbesi of Al Arabiya Television warns that the U.S. administration has only about 18 months in which to address the Israeli-Palestinian peace process before it leaves office, and most regional analysts are not optimistic about the prospects. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.